What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real. What's up? What's up? What's up? As always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Zaki Lawrence, joined by the amazing
India Stallworth.
What's up? How are you doing, India? How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I've got a handful of Oreos right next to me.
Okay.
I don't eat sweets too often, so when I do, I'm like buzzing around because they're so good. But yeah, how are you?
I am kind of sad right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. Kind of sad. I don't know when this is coming out, but news that Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, has been traded. I really like that guy. Really thought he was good. Really thought he was great. Thought he could have been great here. And I'm sad because they made so many good moves to make the team better, and now he's not gonna be able to play for them. I'm sad about that. Sad about that. I'm
I
not gonna
think
lie.
that guy looks like a salamander.
That's what does that have to do with anything on the field?
I don't know about sports, but at least I know who you're talking about. Salamander Man.
That's not his name. His name is Justin. His name is Justin Fields.
Listen,
What
Zucchini, I need you to just calm down.
do you mean, calm down? They traded away my guy.
You
I'm
don't
glad I didn't
know.
buy a jersey though, because that would have been even worse, because that would have been depressing.
It would have been embarrassing, yes. You're absolutely right, because you bought the jersey
I'm
in
like, I don't
general.
wear it anymore. In general, jerseys are cool. Okay? Watch it. Watch it.
Jerseys are cool to be worn by the dude who plays the sport.
You ain't ever been to like a jersey party?
No.
See, that's your problem. You need to get out there, get to a jersey party, get you a retro jersey, get you a, like a Shaq or like a Penny Hardaway, or like a
A Shaq.
yes, the Orlando jersey. That jersey is cold. What are you
Oh
talking
yeah.
about right now? You get like four cold jerseys: the Orlando, the Lakers. People sleep on the Miami Heat jersey, but I like it. I like the Miami, the all black joint. Pretty cold. Pretty cold. Yeah, jerseys are nice. And aren't you in Chicago? Where's your D Rose gear, huh? Huh? Where's your D
D-Rose,
Rose
that
gear?
isn't played in Chicago in years.
But still, it was a movement while he was here.
Was it? I just
Yes, it
remember
was.
his ankles like breaking every 2 minutes.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why
Because
would you
I
say
mean,
that?
that's what I think of when I think of D Rose. He was hurt so many times that I was like, does he even play?
He was the youngest MVP in NBA history. He played.
Congratulations.
Just physical anger.
You know, I actually just saw a video of like a younger D Rose. I don't know what it was for, but he was on a special team and they came out and they were jamming to the song. LeBron was like, yeah, they had like a whole choreography and D Rose is standing on the side, like at the end, just bopping his head,
You talking
not
about
vibing at all.
when he was in the All-Star game.
Yeah, yes, it was very funny.
Believe that was many years ago. That was you need to get your sports knowledge up, man.
I won't.
All right. We're gonna be watching all these sports movies. Like, you gotta get your knowledge up, man. What are we talking about right now?
No.
No, that's the answer. Just no.
No, we're not gonna watch a lot of sports movies
Here we go.
because no, I'm not gonna learn sports. And no,
That's
because
crazy.
no.
There are more sports movies on the way, audience. There's more sports movies on the way. We just gotta throw a couple Creeds in there, and then we can get the other sports
That's
movies.
it,
Like,
Creed.
nah, we gotta throw a shirtless Michael B. Jordan, and then we gotta throw like Hurricane Season. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta like it's like medicine, but
Hurricane season.
a basketball movie, and we're gonna watch it, okay?
I already don't want to watch. Like, actually, I know. Hurricane season.
Yeah, or Coach Carter, whichever one is.
Not want to watch Coach Carter.
Here we go.
I
Anyway,
don't want. I don't want to watch that.
I mean, there's a young Jason Tatum. I mean, not Jason Tatum, Channing Tatum, and Coach Carter.
Tatum and Jason Tatum are two different people.
They have the same last name, though. You don't even know who Jason Tatum is. So what
I
you talking about?
Jason Tatum is. He's on the Boston.
You disgust me. You disgust me. You disgust me. There's only one reason why you know that man. And there's only one reason. And I don't want to get into it. It's simple and you're nasty. Okay. Speaking of nasty, we have a movie to talk about here, India.
We do. What's the movie?
We are finally going to talk about the highly talked about, muchly debated, Saltburn.
Yeah, get into it.
Okay. Saltburn, the movie. Well, the quick little synopsis is we have this character named Oliver, and he's arriving at this new school, and he befriends this wealthy, highly liked person named Felix. And Felix, learning about Oliver's like home situation a little bit, he invites him to live at his house for like a holiday. And then just craziness happens from there. That's what Saltburn is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness. Definitely, first of all, this is probably one of the only movies I've watched because of the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I usually avoid the hype.
Me too.
If a lot of people are talking about it, I'm like, I'm not going to watch it because I feel like you're lying.
Exactly. Like, I was late on Bird Box. Like, when people was like, Bird Box, Bird Box. I was like, eh.
I still haven't watched Bird Box.
I watched Bird Box. I still haven't watched Leave the World Behind.
I watched a bit of it and it freaked me out. Yeah, I stopped.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that in like a couple months probably. But we're talking about Saltburn right now.
Yeah.
You watched it because of the hype.
Watched it because of the hype. First of all, I was disgusted before I even watched the movie.
Why were you disgusted?
Because all of the hype that was going on, all of the videos I saw on TikTok, it was like, all I knew was the bathtub scene.
Oof.
That's the only thing. I didn't even know what Saltburn was about, but I would just see all the articles about the bathtub scene. I would see all the TikToks. And it would be like, oh, I had my family sit down and watch Saltburn. And they wouldn't turn the camera towards the TV. They would turn the camera towards the people watching the TV. Of course. Their faces would be like,
exactly. Oh, man. Should I tell you about my first impression of Saltburn? Should I tell you about how I first got introduced to Saltburn?
Please.
Please. Okay. I work at a movie theater sometimes. And one of the jobs at the movie theater is that you're like an usher. And the ushers basically clean the theaters like after the movie. After people leave out of the theater, you know what I'm saying? We sweep up the popcorn, wipe down the trays and stuff. Get all the garbage. And sometimes you like finish a theater before the next clean, right? And so sometimes you just go into the next movie and sit down and just watch a little bit of the ending or whatever, whatever, whop the bam. And on this particular day, the next theater we had to clean was Saltburn. And I was like, yeah, it's about to end in like 5-10 minutes. Let's just go in here, sit down, be on my phone a little bit. And so I get into the theater. I get in a nice comfy chair in the front row, recline it all the way back. And this music starts to play, like Trouble on the Dance Floor. I don't know what the exact song title is, but like that starts to play. And there's a naked white man dancing across the screen. That's all there is. It's just Barry Keoghan, fully nude, just swinging across the screen. Like what are we doing right now? And of course, I was horrified. I was like, what is this? I thought this was a movie. I thought this was Saltburn. What is this? This is Magic Mike 4. What is this?
Magic Mike.
And like, that's all I knew about Saltburn is that the character Oliver, played by Barry Keoghan, is just naked, dancing in a house. That's what I thought the whole movie was. I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't watch Saltburn until like weeks later.
What a way to be introduced. Like,
that's the worst way possible.
For you.
For anybody, I think. You just walking into a movie and it's just a pale white man just dancing across the screen. What are we? Come on, man. At the hard shift? Like, what are we talking about right now?
I'm sorry that you couldn't relax after your hard shift.
That's, nah, man. Like, they should have put a warning up there. Like, hey, there will be pale white nudity in here.
You kind of have to just assume that it's gonna happen.
I haven't seen any of the trailers though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I was just like, Saltburn. I'm gonna clean the theater afterwards and just Trouble on the Dance Floor, Naked White Man, rocks. That's
I think
it.
it's
That's
murder
all it
on
was.
the dance floor.
Huh?
Murder on the dance floor.
Right. That's those words. Those are the words. But yeah.
I first of all, that scene was very random. I thought it was funny.
Why did you think it was funny?
I thought it was funny because if I had a gigantic estate, like ignore all of the murder and craziness that goes on. If I had a big estate and I was by myself, hey, no one's here.
No one's here.
I don't have to
You
shield myself.
murdered everybody.
I don't have to shield myself. I'm gonna walk around this place full frontal.
Full frontal? Wild. So yeah, they definitely gonna have to call before they come over, huh, Andy?
Don't even call me.
What?
I'm at
Don't
home.
call? Like, what do you mean?
Don't
You
even call me.
can't just surprise somebody the way I was surprised at the end of Saltburn. People gotta know. Gotta throw on a silk robe or something. What are we talking about right now?
Just don't come.
Just don't.
Just don't come, don't call.
All right. You got it. You got it. But I don't know. Just full frontal in a big estate like that? I don't know.
Gotta live a little.
You're right. Pops from Friday did say that. He did say that. Walking around his house naked. He did say that. Yeah. So to simply put it, we both were disgusted by this film initially. But diving into like actually watching it, actually watching the story, like it was really just shocking because like there were just four big parts. So if you haven't seen the movie, you might want to tune out now. But like it's four just big parts where you just gotta where I was just like, come on, man. Like, stand up, King. You are being disgusting right now. That bathroom scene when Felix finished doing what he was doing, smacking the chicken around, and Olive just came in and drank it up. That scene. The scene where Oliver.
Drinking the chicken around. You just can't say certain things around me. That like stamped in my head.
What was he doing? Like, what do you want me to say?
He was masturbating.
I mean, you see how harsh that is? That's just
Slapping
so
the
harsh.
chicken.
What else? The sister, him and the sister. He was eating her out on her period. Said, "I'm a vampire." That was crazy. Not gonna lie to you. What else? He basically raped
Farley.
Farley, yeah, I was having trouble trying to say that. I had the subtitles and I was like, what is that? Basically had sex with Farley. Also, after Felix died, he tried to have sex with his grave. Yeah.
He didn't
Those
try,
four.
he did.
All right. I mean, those four was just like, all right, guys, I am queasy. I'm out of here.
Easy.
I gotta stop this because this is just my guy. He was a freak of the week, big dog. Like, ugh.
It was just random.
Random, she says.
I don't know. Like it showed how far he was willing to go to get to his goal. But when you're just watching for the first time, and you don't know that there is a goal at the end of this, you're just like, "Yo, what are you doing? What did you do this for?"
Yeah.
That's the main question I was asking throughout the entire movie. Why are you doing this? What's wrong with him? What's going on?
Yeah.
He slowly got more cynical and sinister, and I was so confused on where it was coming from. My theory was that it was the estate that was making him like that, it was changing him. So I was like, oh my God, he needs to get out of here. It's
This is your
poisoning his
theory
brain.
before the ending, or was this your theory
This
like
was my theory as I was watching it, like
after?
before I saw the end. So I'm thinking maybe Saltburn is really changing because, the mom was kind of shitty and the dad was weird and Felix was normal ish. The sister was weird. Farley was, I feel like Felix and Farley were like the only quote unquote normal people.
I wouldn't throw Farley in there. Farley was a little, he was just mean.
He was rude, but I was like, okay, Pete, there are rude people. You don't need to have like an estate to do that to you. You can just be a shitty person. So, I mean, I was so confused.
I see where you're coming from with that, though. The estate making them do that. I don't know. I always felt like it was just like him. You know what I mean? Like he just desired to not be an outsider anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he was in this school where it was a bunch of rich kids and he just wanted to be like part of it, to be one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like when he got to Saltburn, I was like, I don't know. It just seemed like absolute power corrupts absolutely to me. You know what I mean? Because like he was like the right hand of Felix. You know what I mean? And like his presence threatened other people, especially Farley. His presence threatened Farley. You know what I mean? Like he was like probably like his best friend slash cousin or whatever. And once Oliver got there, it was just like from day one, they were just like just beefing and butting heads. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And I feel like that story is kind of something we've seen before, but like the way Oliver goes about it and the way he uses sex and lies straight out, like was a unique and interesting ride for this movie. And it was just, like, when you see these scenes, you just be, like, the first time, you just shocked. You're just, like, what? Like, how you said, like, what? Why, fam? Like, you don't have to do this.
You don't have to do that.
You can leave the grave alone, you know?
I didn't understand, I don't know, his whole relationship or beef with Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understood the root of it, because Farley was a bully at the school. But when he came to Saltburn, Farley was just, like, you don't belong here. You're poor. I know what you're doing. And I'm like, hold on, because I don't know what he's doing. So what are you talking about? I don't know if they even answered this or if I just wasn't paying attention. But when Oliver had like that encounter with Farley, mm-hmm. where he like basically raped him.
Basically.
And like the morning after Farley was kicked out.
Yeah.
I was so confused. Like, did Oliver do that? Or was that, like, actually what Farley was doing?
That was Oliver. He basically did what he did to him and then lied on him. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm forgetting this just slightly, but, like, it was some type of money situation. And he lied on Farley, essentially. And they were like, Farley, you got to get out. He was like, what?
I was like... I was confused because I'm still thinking Oliver was innocent somewhat. Mm. I was like, he could have did that, but there's no evidence.
He did it.
And also Farley was acting kind of shady. So I'm like, Farley could have actually did it. And he's just being a bad liar.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that I was like, whose fault is this really?
But you see how like cunning and like devious Oliver is throughout the entire film, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's all revealed in the end, but, like, from the opening scene where he's, like, sitting narrating, you could tell, like, he's been up to something.
He's like I don't even know. Like, how can you even look at someone and just have this whole elaborate plan dealt out? That guy was a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. Very crazy.
Very unhinged. I liked Ayo Adebiri's review on it. Did you see that?
What did she say?
It was... She said something along the lines of, he can't eat runny eggs, but he like, ate people out on their period and had sex with a grave. I just thought it was funny. Like, yep, where are your standards? Where are your principles?
Exactly. This is a side note, but I don't like eggs at all. I don't have no like for eggs. Maybe I'm a psychopath. Anyway, moving on.
Maybe I'm thinking about it.
Like we're gonna call him the villain, right? You gonna assume Oliver is the villain of this film?
Yes.
Okay. How evil was he?
Like, eat the rich, but also like don't eat the rich. I don't know. It's kind of like you kind of feel bad for what's happening to the family, but you're also thinking, okay, but they're super rich. They're so rich for their own good.
Okay.
But I don't know. But to target the entire family and not just like one person was like crazy. Especially the mom, because the mom adored him in like a pet way.
Yeah, which has its own problems, but you know.
But yeah, but it was like she was doing the best of what she could because she was so rich. The money was blinding her. But he killed basically the entire family.
Yeah, he pulled that tube out of that mom, though. At the end, he pulled that tube out. She was
That
talking about
was a
it.
sight. I know that hurt. That was a sight to see.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was one of them things you're just like, oh, all right. Guess I'm forever changed now. I would say he's definitely Thanos evil. You know what I mean? Like he's definitely up there with Darth Vader, the Joker, and Thanos for me for movie villains because I'm not a really explain this, but like he didn't have to be friends with them. You know what I mean? He didn't have to be a part of this world. You know what I mean? But he saw Felix and he saw the stuff that he saw the clout that Felix had, and he was also kind of in love with him. And he lied about his life, and
Don't even talk about him lying about it.
he lied about his life, every aspect of his life. He lied about every aspect of his life, and he what you call it? He found a way in to Saltburn, and he took it over. He toppled it. He made a coup. He got rid of Farley.
Made a coup.
He killed the person he was in love with. He killed the sister. The dad died mysteriously. Farley's out.
I
And then,
think he died of old age.
like,
I'm pretty sure he just died of old age.
he did, but like it
He died
seemed weird.
like 20 years later.
It seemed very weird though. You know what I mean? And then like he's now the caretaker of the mom. And he gets like all the estate rights and stuff like that. And then he kills, well, she was probably gonna die anyway, but like he helped her die. You know what I mean? And
Euthanasia'd her.
yeah.
But then again, how did she even like get sick?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know. I'm assuming it was him. I'm a person just assuming. But like, he did it. Like, he won. Like, he got the money, he got the estate. He got everybody who was in his way out of his way. Like that's top tier bad guy.
It is. It's very I don't know. And it kind of sucks because he's the main character, which is why this movie is good, because the main character is bad. I always like stuff like that. He starts off good or approachable, and throughout you're like, you're kind of shady, you're kind of off. And he's also talking to you throughout the movie, so he's leading you astray.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, Oliver said this happened.
Didn't happen though.
But it didn't. It didn't happen the way he's saying it.
Exactly.
Which makes him an unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
Because now I don't trust you. I don't trust a word you're saying to me.
Dixon. Hey. With his like unreliable narration, did you agree with him at the beginning? Were you like on his side at the beginning? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's just because, like, the initial, okay, this is my main character. This is going to be my buddy throughout the however many minutes, hours of this movie.
Okay.
But when he was like, oh, you know, I did it because blah, blah, blah. I wasn't obsessed. I wasn't in love with him. So what are you doing? You're not in love. I would never drink someone's bath water, whether I'm in love or not. I would never do that. Nasty. Nasty. That's dirty. I would never do that. So what'd you do it for? Like, you could have just killed these people. You didn't have to do anything.
It was crazy how old people used to say that. Just old men, just that's just a line they threw out there. The women just, I'll drink your bath water. Whoa, fam. Whoa. You're a creep. You need to be
I
put
you
away.
boop boop boop. Police.
Police. Police. Me. Help. Police. Help. Me personally, from the opening scene, I was not on his side. When he was like, I wasn't in love with him. I wasn't obsessed with him. I was like, he's lying. I don't know. He's lying. He's lying. He's lying right now, guys. I don't trust him. I don't believe him. He's lying. He's lying to us all. He's like, I wasn't in love with him. As he smokes, like looking out the window, I wasn't in love with him. You're a liar. You're a liar. That's the look of love. You're a liar, and I don't trust you. So yeah, I was not on his side pretty much the whole movie. I was just like, what are you gonna do next? You know what I mean? Like, how is this gonna play out? You know what I mean? Because like, who are you talking about? How is this gonna play out? And how does it end? That's why I kept watching. I was like, this can't get crazy. You know what I mean? Like after the bathroom and after I'm a vampire, this can't get worse. We can't go further than this. And he did. He stalked him and he did. Yep. So,
you know, he had a plan and he followed through with it. I mean, he had goals.
Mm-hmm.
We should all take a slip of a page of the book from Oliver. Just a sliver. Just the hit your goals part.
Just three words. Just follow through.
Miss all the murder and stuff.
Yeah, just don't murder people. Don't poison people.
Don't poison, don't murder, don't do anything. Just, you know, set a goal and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just follow those. Just, like, on the whole page, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like 100 words. Just find those three and apply them to your life. Just those three.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about, like, the unreliable narration in the movie. Do you like narration in movies or no?
I guess so. It's just sometimes I'm not listening. Like... Or sometimes the narration doesn't really add anything. It'll be like, yeah, and on a Tuesday, I got coffee. And then he's walking to a coffee shop. It's like, okay, why you didn't have to? I see that. Like, the narration in Mean Girls, that mm-hmm. was good. Because it's okay. Funny. It's funny, like, when Katie's like...
The original Mean Girls.
Yeah, the original one.
Okay.
When Katie says... On October 3rd, he asked me what day it is. And then they show him turning around saying, what day is it? She's like, October 3rd. Like, it's like, it's stuff like that where it's like, that's goofy. That's silly. You guys are silly. For a movie like this, I don't even know what you're saying, man. You sound crazy. You sound crazy. This is crazy. I don't even want to hear what you're trying to say. It's... You know, and then again, it's unreliable, so can I even listen to what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Or is what you're saying to me the complete opposite of what is being shown?
All right, okay. I like narration in movies. It makes me feel like I'm not alone, you know what I mean? Like, hey, pal, this is going to be a good movie, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah?
I love narration, personally. It's like... Some movies that do it too much, do it too heavily, all right, come on, man. You can't be talking while the other characters are talking, big dog. But, like, the movies that do it right, the little slivers of this, that, and the third, I like it. I appreciate it. I feel like it kind of helps me kind of stay locked into the movie a little bit, too, because it's like, oh, somebody else is, okay. Somebody else is watching this as I'm watching. All right, okay. I got to make sure I got to focus up, making me pay attention right now. And the whole... unreliable narration, I find it real interesting, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's another element of the story that I have to, like, really understand, like, and it makes the movie more realistic to me, because, like, we are all kind of unreliable narrators, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to tell the 100% truth all the time, and so that is kind of funny to me. And in this unreliable narration, I thought it was cool. You know what I mean? Because, like, I was just, like, a detective the whole time. Like, what are you doing? What are you getting at here? You know what I mean? Like, I know you want some bullshit, but, like, when is it going to start? I thought it was cool. I liked it.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's all you can do. If you like it, I love it. We didn't even talk about like the actual characters.
We have not talked about the actual characters. They are some crazy characters.
They are. We've got Oliver, obviously. Oliver Quick.
Bad guy of the year.
Like we've been saying, he's crazy. He wanted money. He lied. He's a pathological liar.
Big
But
pathological liar.
said his parents were addicts. His dad died. He's an only child. He's poor.
Oh my God.
He said all that, and none of it was true.
None of it at all.
Felix goes to surprise him for his birthday, takes him out to his house. It's a nice little residential area. Grass was cut. You got shrubs. You don't have shrubs in poor neighborhoods.
Had little like lawn pieces and everything.
Everything was nice, nice little middle class area. No poorness to it. You knock on the door. I'm expecting the cracked out mom to answer the door. Maybe she's cracked out, but in a nice area. That's okay.
Functioning crackhead.
Exactly. She opens the door. She's got a sweater on. Sweaters mean you're put together.
She had a sweater and a smile.
A sweater and a smile, and she was clean. She looked like she knew what a shower was. She knew when her last shower was, and it was that day.
Exactly. That morning, it was
And
crazy.
so that's a big lie. And then she's like, "Yeah, your dad's in the back. I thought he was dead." You mean he's dead in the backyard?
That's where his grave is.
You know? No, he comes out. I'm like, "Oh my God, maybe he's like, oh, my dad was dead to me because he's such an addict." That guy's wearing glasses and a sweater.
Exactly.
A sweater vest, he or a cardigan, whatever. He was put together as well. Hair was combed and everything.
Exactly. But like he
They
took a
say
shower this morning too.
he took a shower right after the mom.
Hey, that whole scene was hilarious.
It was embarrassing. I had to turn the movie off.
Why
It
did you
was
turn the
so
movie
cringy.
off?
It was so cringy because they caught him in like six lies in like 5 minutes.
It was so funny to me. The way he started acting with Felix was like, "Bro, I'm taking you home for your birthday." He was like, "Huh? What? Huh? Please turn the car around right now. Please. Please." He said, "I don't want to do this. I'll jump out the car. I'll jump out the car."
Dang, he started joking. Parents were like, "Hey, we missed you, Oliver. We love you. Did you get our letters? Did you get the bird that we sent you?"
Bird.
You know?
Having a mom who writes you letters, she really loves you, bro. She really cares. Because
He's
what
like,
was this film? It was like, well, the setting was like 2002 or whatever. They could have called. They had phones,
could
but
have called. They could have emailed a little bit.
she was like,
He was writing letters.
letters. You know how dedicated your mom has to be to sit down, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and write, "Dear son, comma, I miss you. I love you. Where are you?
Hope you're having
Address, stamp, send."
fun. And they were like, "Your sisters miss you."
Your what?
And they had like five or six.
Your,
Not
huh?
an only child.
What?
You're a liar.
Because he said all this stuff. He said his mom was a drug addict. His dad died of drugs. He was an only child. He basically got it out the mud and survived all the way on his own. That's what he said to Felix. He was like, "Hey man, I've had a tough life. I've done so much to just make it here." And Fizz was like, "Wow, really? You can come to my house because you have nowhere to go." And he goes to Oliver's house. He's like, "All this shit is normal, man. What do you mean? Where are the crackheads? Where are the drug addicts? Where are the cigarette burns? Where's the only child? Huh? Where is it? Where is it right now?"
It's
It's
very
crazy.
embarrassing. I hated that part.
Shit was so funny to me. He was just sitting there like, "Oh, we're having tea." They had drinks, they had snacks and everything. He was just like, "You said you was a crack baby. You said you don't know how you survived. You survived, well, mom, dad, sisters, you got a bedroom, you know what I mean? Your family wears sweaters. You can't lie and say they're crackheads if they wear sweaters. Working electricity, all this stuff."
No rats, no roaches.
No, it's probably Lunchables in the refrigerator. right now. You can see how uncomfortable he was that whole time.
Yeah, because he knew every lie he had told was just outed as a lie. And that's what I couldn't take. My stomach was hurting. I had to turn it off. I had to turn it off and take a break for like a couple days.
A couple days?
I don't think I came back to it until the next week.
That's crazy. I finished it. I was like, oh, so you're insane. That's what we're, oh, okay. I figured it out now, guys. He's insane. I thought he was just a little creepy when he was watching Felix at school and stuff like that. When he got to Saltburn, he was watching him through the window and stuff like that. It's a little creeper. But no, Big Bro's insane. He's insane. He said his mom was a crackhead. He said his father died from drugs. Now, I've told a lie on my family once or twice in my life. You know what I'm saying? A bully when I was in elementary school, I said my brother was 6 foot. He's not. Okay? But to say your family is on drugs so that you can get pity from somebody else? Insanity, bro. Insanity. Felix isn't a college. You know what I mean? You're not trying to make yourself look the worst to get into college. Felix is a normal human being. And you was just like, I'm going to tell him the worst backstory of all time so he can like me. But I'm not in love with him, though. Yeah.
I'm not obsessed.
It's just some friend type stuff. Just homies. Bro's insane. Bro's super villain of the year in my book. That's crazy.
Insane.
He said, yeah, my mom's a crackhead. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Obviously.
You see this? This is a face of a crackhead son right here. Why are you lying, fam?
It was just very embarrassing.
That plot twist was crazy, though. That plot twist was insane. You want to talk about the characters or we talk about more plot twists?
We can get into, like, the characters and their spunkiness, their kookiness.
Okay. So we talked about Oliver already.
You've got the mom.
The mom.
I forgot what her name was.
Her name was Elspeth.
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 She was spunky because it was almost like, it was like she was treating poor people like pets.
Mm-hmm.
Very obviously, very clearly. And then when she got sick of them, she would kind of like send them away.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one friend, Pam. They were like, oh, Pam's staying with us for a couple months. And then all of a sudden, Pam was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pam was dead.
She wore out her welcome.
So I was like, okay.
She was actually a crackhead because she was doing a lot of drugs.
Who knows? You got Felix. I thought Felix was pretty normal. It was fairly normal. The only time I was like, what's going on, mm-hmm. is when he got mad that he thought Oliver had hooked up with his sister. And he's like, this happens all the time. You just used me to get to my sister. That's when I thought, oh, okay, it's a love story.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
You're on a mark. I thought Felix was peaking, personally. Thought this was his peak in life. Thought this was it. I thought we were watching it, this whole movie. Everybody loved him. He could do no wrong. He got through stuff easily. He had money to just burn. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was watching his peak. But he died, so I guess not. Well, maybe. I guess so, because no fall off. That was just peak death.
It is what it is, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I do. Well, this is a question to ask. Do you think they loved each other, Felix and what you call it?
I feel like maybe Felix could have had feelings for Oliver. Mm-hmm. But then again, they didn't really dive deep into their situation or him as a character, I feel. It was always like, yeah, it was always like we were seeing everyone from the perspective of Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already established that he's unreliable. So I just thought he was like an oblivious party whore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and he was cool and he knows that he's rich, but he tries not to let it define him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, there are some moments where he's like, yeah, my butler, my maid. But other than that, he was just a dude. He had just Farley, and Farley was also just a dude, but just rude.
Yeah, he was mean.
rude. I just thought his beef was he wanted all of the attention and like lost puppy syndrome attention on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to be seen as Farley. Oh, Farley has no money. And to be treated well. He didn't want to share that. Because, you know, he obviously. Wanted
the spotlight for real.
The newest member is going to have the most attention because they're new. So he didn't want to be pushed to the side. Understandable, but his entire beef was like, dude, calm down.
Exactly.
You're going to get your donation.
And they're your family. You know what I mean? It's not like Oliver's going to take the family. We were wrong, but, you know.
We were wrong. Yep. We were so very wrong. So, hey, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. The sister was very off.
Yeah, she was.
She'd be like hiding in the shadows in the beginning. And then it's like when she spoke, it was in riddles. Like you wouldn't get a lick of what she just said to you. You'd be like, yeah, she just hexed me.
She's doing something, you know?
Yeah, she's just weird.
Exactly. And then, you know, she died also. So didn't get no deeper character development than that.
Yeah, no, you don't really get any idea of what
romance.
Yeah, you don't get an idea of what the characters are unless Oliver is like, you're this. And you're like, okay, I guess I have to take what he says about you.
At least she was kind of nice a little bit. You know what I mean? She was a little nice. She wasn't like Farley, like asshole-ish, but she was something. She was kind, at least a little bit.
Weird to normal / nice to absolutely bonked out of her head because her brother was murdered and she had a drinking problem.
Yeah, it was a lot of drugs in this film. A lot of drugs.
A lot of drugs, a lot of mortar.
A lot of, well, you can't blame them though. They have access to it all and thus they're going to use it all.
I will say I thought at the end he was going to keep the butler.
Nah, I thought he hated him from the jump. I was like,
I know, but I thought he was going to keep him because of that. Like, you hate me, but now you have to work for me.
You want a butler to watch you walk around naked? Well, dance around naked? Nah.
Oh, on it. Like, I thought he was going to have a bigger part in the movie because he was just so, like, I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then say something.
It was scary to me. I was like, he's just terrifying. Like, he doesn't have, like, his face doesn't move. Like, he's just scary.
He was scary. It was very no good.
No good. Who else do we have?
Only one left is the dad, and I feel like he was off because he wouldn't acknowledge things.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, yeah, weird stuff's going on, but hey, this food is delicious.
Yeah.
My son is dead outside. This meal is great.
He said, everybody eat your lunch.
When the butler was trying to like close the curtains and you could hear them wheeling Felix away. Oh, I'd have to get up.
I had to take a lap.
Like, oof.
But like, I feel like the dad knew, though. You know what I mean? Like, the dad knew, like, Oliver is the reason all this is happening. Because he, like, begged him. He was like, look, bro, I will give you anything you want if you leave. If you just leave now. Just go. Just please go.
Yeah, he was kind of over it.
He was like, since you've been here, all this weird stuff has happened. My kids are dead. You gotta go. I don't know you. You're weird. You gotta go.
I think he was just off. He was upset because he was still there. I honestly think he didn't think Oliver did anything. He was just disturbed that he was still there. I would have left after Felix died. He stayed when Farley was kicked out twice. I don't know how he came back the second time, but he got kicked out twice. And then the sister died. So what are you here for? Everyone's gone. We're grieving and you're just sitting here eating eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. The characters are crazy. Is this weird to ask who was your favorite? Because
I have no favorite.
I don't have no favorite. Thank you. Because they were all just so strange and they were part of this weird journey. You know what I mean? Like they were told through one perspective and they died. And that was it.
Yeah, I did not have a favorite. It was like everyone was bad in their own individual way. I don't think I even liked anyone at any point. It wasn't like, oh, they're ruined for me. They were just bad from the jump and it got worse.
Who my favorite character was? The extras. The extras were my favorite character because they were just funny in the background reacting to stuff. It was like, what? Why is dude yelling? What's wrong with him? Those are my favorite characters, the extras. Shout out to the extras.
Shout out to the extras.
They didn't hurt nobody. They didn't cause no harm. Shout out to them. I like the last thing we really got to talk about is the cinematography in this movie. Because this film has some really good cinematography. Like the scenes when Oliver first got to Saltburn, it was super bright and like you could just tell that he was in a foreign place, in a foreign land that was way bigger than what he actually is. The cinematography of the parties, you know what I mean? The long shots of them giving the tour to Oliver. That scene when Felix died, when they were trying to have lunch and they pulled the red curtains, and that really spoke to what had happened, you know what I mean? Like, it was just great cinematography all around. I really enjoyed it. I loved it.
It was good. I liked, first of all, when I first watched it and the scene with Felix had came on when he died, I was like, this is such a weird angle. This is such an odd angle. But I kind of liked it the second time around because it's almost like the perspective of Felix, like having everyone over him, and then also having the statue, which was symbolic because that was basically the tipping point of when Oliver was like, I'm gonna kill you. I'm just gonna murder you. So it was very I liked it.
Thought it was great. I thought it was shot pretty well. The cinematography really played into the story and the theme, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Even the dancing at the end, I was like, yeah, this is it's clean work. Clean work. Can't say nothing else about it. Clean work. And I really liked the subtle reveal when it went back to like future Oliver when he's sitting in the room with the mom in the hospital bed. It was kind of at the beginning of the movie, it was very close to his face, so he really didn't know what was like where he was and what was going on.
Right.
But by the end, you saw the whole picture, and it's him smoking in the room with the only last remaining member of the family. You know what I mean? And it's that subtle, gradual reveal that was really, really cool, really nice. You know what I mean? Because like throughout the entire movie, we got a subtle like reveal of who Oliver really was and what his real intentions were. Yeah.
He was
insane. He was an insane person. If you ever have an Oliver in your life, run.
You won't know until it's too late.
Oh, man. Just pretend you're poor. Just pretend you have a crackhead mom. And that's how you figure out who's the Oliver in your life. If he says, oh, I got a crackhead mom, I have a crackhead mom. Just look at him. Just look at him in his eyes and see who blinks first. That's how you figure that out.
Oh, my God.
If it gets worse, be like, my mom's been a crackhead since 98.
Not the battle of the crackhead moms.
Well, I know you watched this movie twice because of the podcast, but would you watch it again? Would you recommend it? What are your final thoughts on the movie?
No, I wouldn't watch it again. It stressed me out. Made my tummy hurt. Would I suggest people watch it? If I know they've never watched it, yes. I'd be like, oh, you should watch this. Set you up. I'll set you up. If I know you already watched it, then I won't even talk about it. I won't even bring it up. And that's that. I feel like I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
A 7 out of 10. Interesting.
What about you?
No, thank you. I would not like to watch this one again. I agree with you that, like, if you've never seen it before, you got to watch it. I think it's going to be one of those type of movies, you know what I mean? Like, you watch it for the experience. Like, you watch it so, like, you can see your friend's reaction to them seeing certain scenes for the first time, you know what I mean? It was just a crazy movie, you know what I mean? And the bad guy won in the end, in my opinion, you know what I mean? And I did like the cinematography. I did like certain elements of the movie, but I probably won't watch it again because it was just a lot. And like, I know people were just like, oh, it's just shocking. I mean, I can't watch him drink that bath water again. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't want to, and I won't. That bath water, I just saw it once. I'm not gonna see it once.
Good to have principles, so good for you.
Yeah. A rating for the film, I would say a solid, I give it a solid 7. I give it a solid 7.
Okay.
Yeah, solid 7. India,
Yay.
what have you been watching this week?
I actually finally finished the first episode of the Vince Staples show, and let me tell you, it was pretty dang good. It had me screaming. It was just so silly. Because, not to like get really into it, but he's in jail for pretty much the whole episode. He's trying to get out. He got pulled over for speeding, and they're trying to make it seem like, oh, he was arrested, he had a warrant and all that. So he's just like, I'm innocent, get me out. He calls his mom. His mom's like, I don't feel like bailing you out. Why don't you call that girl that you love so much since you don't love me no more?
You're forgetting that other dude in a jail cell across from him was trying to murder him.
Yeah, for like no reason.
I know.
Just because
It was like, where you stay at? Oh yeah.
you're going down. There was a dude who was harassing him the entire time trying to pick up his rap career, and he's singing the same thing. He's just like, oh, I misunderstood. Jesus Christ, please shut up.
He said, I got bars too.
It was just funny because knowing me, I would go insane. I've watched 60 Days In. I wouldn't go through that. When they were in that cell, an old dude was in the corner fighting for his life on that toilet. And then something plooped in the toilet, and I'm like, oh no. You're dropping bombs in here. And he turns around, goes in the toilet, and takes out a crack pipe and starts smoking it. Oh my God, you're a crackhead. There's a crackhead in here. An active crackhead. Oh my God. I think I would start screaming like Jesus. No.
Said, help, please.
What have you been getting into?
Something I watched recently was Dream Scenario. I watched Dream Scenario, the A24 movie with Nicolas Cage. Maybe we'll talk about it in the future, maybe not. I really liked it, thought it was cool, thought the concept was cool, you know what I'm saying? Everybody dreams of you, you know what I mean? It was really kind of interesting and weird, and I liked it. I would recommend. Nicolas Cage does a great job. You know, that guy's a good actor, huh? That's what I watched.
He was canceled a couple years ago, so I don't like him. I don't know what he was canceled for. Maybe I canceled him in my own mind.
Maybe I have no idea. I do not follow Nicolas Cage's life like that.
Me either. What does he do?
And I guess he makes movies sometimes.
Well, then there you go.
All right. You ready to get up out of here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was just doing a like crowd applause. Nobody heard that. It's just all right. Okay.
Have you ever watched Loiter Squad?
Huh?
Have you ever watched Loiter Squad?
On YouTube?
Sure. Or on Adult Swim?
I watched some episodes. Isn't Loiter Squad with like the red cup with the mustache? No. Let me Google it right quick. Let me
This is
see.
the end of Keeping It Real, you guys. Have a
No, I never really got
fantastic
into it.
day.
I never really got into it. I should have,
The
but I never
red
got into
cup
it.
with a mustache. Are
Yeah,
you
that was a
talking?
different show.
I know you weren't referencing Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I really
Yeah.
was. I was. Sorry.
You got
Sorry.
respect on their name.
I should. I've Been awake for 3 days. Sorry.
Yes, you guys have a lovely day.
Exactly. This was Saltburn.
This was
another episode in the books.
Actually, this was Keeping It Real.
You're right. You get it.
Okay. We've wasted enough of your time, y'all. Have a gracious day. Yeah. Peace.
Have a good morning. Have a good afternoon. Have a good night. Benzaki Lawrence. Bye.
Bye.